Bound.
Welcome to Susegad Stories from Goa. I'm Clyde D'Souza and I travel and review the best of Goa's places and activities. Come experience these Susegad shots with me. It's big, it's slow, and it's bright blue. It's a floating metal over Goa's many rivers. If Mumbai has its locals, Delhi its metros, then Goa has its ferries. But unlike the locals and the metros, the Goa ferry experience is everything you think it would be. Hey, I'm Clyde D'Souza, and on today's episode of Susegad Shots, we are talking about Goa's ferry system. It's a slightly overcast morning, and I'm on my way to the Bondera Festival on Diwar Island. The Bondera Festival is a centuries-old village fest, and today it is being organized by Goa's famous Goecho festekar Marius Fernandez. To reach the island, I have to board a ferry at St. Pedro Jetty, from where it's a quick 5 to 10 minute ride across the Mandovi River to Diwar. The ferry is one of the best ways to take in Goa's beauty. Many of Goa's rivers originate from the Western Ghats in the east and then wind their way down to the Arabian Sea in the west coast. It's the River Navigation Department in Goa that has been running around 17 ferry routes since around 1931, and they have served its people when there were no bridges to take islanders or villagers into towns. Even today, the ferry is in some cases the only mode of transport across rivers for some locals. But rather than get angry about this, many Goans are content with this slow but reliable system. Hey, some even prefer it to its bridges. Some of the ferries operate from early morning to late night. Some start at 6 and go all the way to 2 a.m. in the night. My ride from St. Pedro seems to be in sync with the Goan vibe that many of us want to preserve. It's slow and it's peaceful. At the St. Pedro jetty, I see a fruit seller who is selling some rather lovely looking jackfruit and mangoes. Across the jetty, I can see this big beautiful house which has a tree that's growing some rather big jackfruits. As the blue and white ancient looking ferry approaches the bank, the captain steers it skillfully so it's aligned to the slope, allowing cars to get on and off smoothly. As I get onto the double-deck ferry, I sit on the wooden bench that not only has great views of the mangroves along the banks of the river, but also of the Atal Setu Bridge further down the Mandovi. We live fast-paced lives and travel in fast-paced cars. Yet many a time we are stuck in traffic jams and are running to meet deadlines. A ferry ride is a soothing antidote to all of this. The breeze is gentle, the movement of the ferry across the river is smooth, and time seems to slow down. You take in the water, the sunlight reflecting off the waves, and you enjoy the ride. So what's my Susegad rating of the ferry? 4 out of 5. Here are some interesting things about the ferry. It's free for passengers and only 10 bucks for cars. It's also a fun experience to take your bike or car on a ferry. My favorite routes are from Betim to Panjim or Old Goa to Chorab Island or Diwar Island. So that's it. Thanks for listening and see you on the next episode of Susegad Shots. Till then, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Thanks and Mogasu.
Hope you enjoyed this Susegad Shot. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow this podcast. This is Clyde saying bye for now. Follow me on Instagram at Clyde D'Souza Author or buy my book Susegad, The Goan Art of Contentment, for more Goan stories, recipes, and a whole lot more. This podcast is brought to you by Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Follow them at Bound India on all social platforms for updates on this podcast or take a look at their other podcasts. And as always, Mogasu.